The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Boys and girls of all ages. Oh, yes, indeed. I've got a smile on my face. I bet you do, too, because it's Friday. And it's also time for your Friday edition of The News Show. It is the 16th of August, 2019. We got that best technology news for you right now, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Let's start off with ads. Yay. Pretty much when I say ads, it's either going to mean Google or Facebook. Well, this time it's Facebook. And it all has to do with those movies you might be wanting to go see. Yes, Facebook ads for movies will now include two new features. Whoopee! This will include premiere reminders and also the ability to look up showtimes and buy tickets. Now, all you got to do is hit that interested button when you come across a movie in that ad that says, yeah, that sounds good to me. That sounds like something I want to go see this Friday night. Yeah, there you go. Just hit interested. After that, you'll receive notifications when the movie is hitting your theater. Once that happens, you'll be able to be redirected to a movie detail page, and this is where you can look up showtimes and then buy your tickets. Thank goodness I ain't buying my tickets through Facebook. I don't know about you. I just ain't ready to make that commitment yet. Don't know if I'll ever be. We're getting nearer and nearer for the iPhone 11. Does anybody care? Well, some people do. Some people say, I'm fine with what I got. Of course, with every new iPhone, there's always something different. Oh, yeah, you got the latest and greatest, don't you? This one, we're hearing about three cameras on the back. But one thing you may not be seeing on the back of that iPhone, the logo, as in the Apple logo. Say what? According to our sources over there in China, particularly at Foxconn, the rear glass? Yeah, no iPhone branding on the back of it. Get your head around that one. Now, from what we're hearing, the reason why for this is because they want the phone a solid color. Nothing disturbing the color contrast whatsoever. In fact, we're hearing about more colors, including matte green. Yeah, green. Of course, your green iPhone then would be sitting right along with your three 12 megapixel sensors there, with that lovely thickened camera bump on the back. Everything else we're hearing, though, seems to be identical to what we're holding now, at least with the latest iPhones. And we'll be coming in the 64 gig, 256 gig, and of course the 512 gigabyte storage versions. And no, just before you ask, no 5G. They're all going to be 4G models. Yeah, as an Apple user, I don't know how I feel about this. But if you're a fake iPhone user, hoo-hoo, it's going to be a good month for you next month, isn't it? Because nobody's going to be able to tell if you paid full price or not. Well, it's about time. We've been asking for it for quite a while now. That is, if you're into virtual desktops. Chrome OS? Yeah, finally going to support it. The newly released Chrome OS 76 will now support virtual desks. Now, this isn't everything we're seeing with the new Chrome OS. Google has implemented a release notes feature that will tell you what's new with the Chrome OS that you've updated to. Basically, just pointing you over to a summary web page. They're saying because everyday users want to stay informed with what's going on with their system. All in all, though, I guess not a bad feature. At least you can take advantage of upgrades and actually know when they're there. And finally, the smart house. Becoming more and more commonplace, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, there ain't nothing like getting up in the morning. Got your pot of coffee with your smart coffee pots already going for you. You got your home speaker already telling you what the latest news is. You've got your oven that's been preheated at 400 degrees since 3 a.m. What? Yeah, apparently that's what's been happening with the Smart June ovens. Yes, there's been reports from quite a few customers. Just in the middle of the night, for some unknown reason, the oven preheats up to 400 degrees while you're sleeping. According to one owner, their oven actually turned on about 2:30 in the morning and broiled nothing at 400 degrees for quite a few hours until they woke up. Now, if you don't believe them, they actually got camera footage of it. They did say they did use the oven. They baked a pie around 11:30 p.m. that night, turned everything off, and then for some reason it came back on at 2:30. Though I will say, baking a pie at 11:30, wow, that's talking about a midnight craving. Now, the folks over there at June Oven Central, they're saying this has got to be user error, as they've not been able to replicate the same results. I'm sure a lot of these users won't be happy hearing that it's their fault. In the meantime, though, if you're a little paranoid, there is one simple solution you can always do. Unplug it. Yep, that should solve all your problems. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our website. Check out everything that's happening at the British Tech Network over there today. Give us a like on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our lovely community at our BTN Slack room. So much fun is going on over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show going into the weekend, having a couple of days of rest. Hope you can do the same. We will be back on Monday, however, though, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much for listening.